Today is June 17th, the 16th anniversary of the O.J. Ford White Bronco chase, and since ESPN last night did the 30 for 30 documentary on the chase and that day, we thought we'd have some fun with O.J. audio. How long ago did this happen?
This was, I think, about 7 years ago. 7 years ago. Very confusing. We all were like, what the hell? Because there used to be a woman who worked here back in the early days of the ticket, named Kate Delaney. She went by the moniker The Sports Princess.
Was she a great big fat person?
Jer.
Jesus.
Come on, Jer.
No, she wasn't.
Anyway.
Man.
That's Jer, empowered by the thumb stomach.
Yeah.
Shooting.
Jeez, sorry.
Shooting other people.
I didn't know it's such a sensitive subject.
Anyway.
Very nice former colleague.
Very sweet. So, but she moved on and went to KRLD, and then eventually she ended up hosting some sort of technology show on cable access.
Yeah. I think it was online.
It was online. And for some reason, she landed an interview with OJ.
For 2 days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Nobody can get an interview with OJ.
No. And this was, I mean... And certainly now you can't, but even before he was thrown in the pokey, you know, he was doing a little bit more interviews and stuff. But back when she got him, this was, like, huge. And he was endorsing some product, the QCAT or something, and so she had him on. But OJ endorsing a product on an internet web show, and they decide, well, it's a good idea to just have open lines, open fire. Open fire, open lines, calls. We're going to take calls.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask OJ about technology. You just ask OJ.
How and he agreed to do this, I will never know.
I have no idea. That should have been stipulation number one. I'm not taking calls.
Right.
And I'm not going to answer your questions about the fact that I killed my ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
So they start taking calls, and right out of the gate, the feeding frenzy started. And a lot of it was P1s. Who got wind of this thing and started calling in and pranking OJ. Now, there's four prank calls that we have here, and we can analyze them after each one. Here's Kate Delaney and OJ Simpson from 8 years ago.
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ? Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
Hi, good show, dude. My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is looking.
Okay. Oh my God,
he heard him perfectly.
Yes, of course he did.
Heard every word of it, and it's so funny that the guys are following prank call etiquette perfectly. Lure him in with a compliment.
Right.
Hey, OJ, great show. Great show. Love this whole web technology show.
Yeah, this is great.
Set up the story with a little story about you and your kid.
Yeah.
Having some innocent sports talk fun.
Then ask OJ, what's his most impressive record?
Wow.
All right, next one.
Listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Not
Juice?
Bad.
Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yeah, remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
This is...
that's the one we've been imitating
with us, yeah.
In break all day today.
Bill Walsh, who very...
Remember when you played for the 49ers?
Very clearly died of natural causes. He was not murdered.
Did you kill Bill Walsh?
Jeez.
And OJ just keeps pretending he can't hear anybody. And listen,
boy, I'm having a hard time hearing.
And there's no rhythm to the show here at all. I mean, this... stop and stutter and starting and they just can't get it on the same page. All right, here is the next prank call.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm. And don't forget to back it up just a tad or we can hear it.
Hold on.
Oh, God. Right. This is live this is coverage. Live.
Remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
This is Steve.
Steve.
From How you doing?
Not too bad, Steve.
It was reported back during the famous chase, you know, that went on in 94.
Yes.
It was reported on CBS 3 here in Philadelphia that by Larry Menti that you were squeezing your helmet.
That I was what?
Hey, how are you?
squeezing his helmet.
What does that mean? Is that a Panus joke?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
That he was in the back of the Bronco doing that during the chase. What a very odd reaction to these charges that he was facing that were so serious. All right, here's the next one.
Dylan.
Not good, Brett.
Hey, OJ, I had a question for you. You know, with everything that Michael Vick has been going through and being indicted, I was just wondering if you wanted to meet me on the Jersey Shore to do live.
There we go. You know, you're going to get jokers, but that's the great thing. It's
well,
it's wide
open. No, I don't mind. I mean, people can say what if it's negative or what, as long as they're serious about the question they're asking, it's easier to tell a joke, but it don't bother me.
Okay, so that's the great thing about what they're doing.
Yeah, that was an interesting
point. She declared that was the great thing about what they were doing.
You're going to get jokers, but that's the great thing about it.
It was great. Amazing.
Oh, it gave us a lot of laughs over the years. The famous OJ on a tech show with the sports princes.
Wow. All right, 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. He became the Rangers' all-time hits leader last night. The great Michael Young joins us next.